Welcome back. This is Mariel, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And I'm also here with
Sophie.
Hey.
Yes, and this is our first show back of the semester.
Show number four.
Yeah.
Show number four.
Yeah. We've been doing it for now kind of a while.
I know. I'm sitting here and I'm doing my reading for my Russian literature class, and it's really transporting me back to our first semester doing the show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was also taking Russian literature
with the same professor,
with
right?
the same professor. I was always doing my reading during our show. It feels good. It feels good to be back.
Nostalgic.
Nostalgic, for sure.
That's nice. Okay, so do you want to say the theme of our show?
Yeah, our theme. Very creative.
Yeah.
It's songs we were into over winter break.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about the first one?
Oh, yeah. I chose A Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco, and I just like listening to it when I was driving at home, because at school I don't get to drive around,
right.
But at home I do, and mm-hmm. I felt like I needed like a playlist at home.
It sounds like a good driving song.
Yeah,
not that I would know, but if I was in the passenger seat, I might like to listen to it.
Yes. But you're getting your license this year.
This is my year. My permit came in the mail. This
yes.
is my year.
Exactly. So you basically know what it's like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the song coming up was my pick.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of a funny story behind it. It's
okay.
not actually that funny at all.
Oh.
So the song that's coming up is Clocks by Coldplay.
Mm.
And I love Coldplay. I've always loved Coldplay.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go in and out with music interests.
Mm-hmm.
But recently it was like the 50th anniversary, not 50th, oh my gosh, it was the 20th.
I think he's 50, right?
It was the 20th anniversary of Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh.
And the first ever musical guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live was Coldplay 20
oh,
years
really?
ago, and they performed the song Clocks. So for the 20th anniversary, like, Coldplay performed Clocks on the show. And not that I'm, like, such a
oh.
Jimmy Kimmel watcher, but,
no.
like, it came
but
up
20
on,
years is a long time.
Yeah, it came up on my YouTube recommended, and I was like, wow, what an amazing song, right?
Yeah. That's usually how... No, it's not usually how you get into a song, actually.
YouTube recommended Jimmy Kimmel clip.
Yeah.
But Chris Martin, who's, like, the... Mm-hmm. You know, the front man of Coldplay.
Yeah.
He's an amazing performer. It's my dream to go to a Coldplay concert.
Really?
Now.
What did you think of the Super Bowl?
Okay, well, the Super Bowl is like kind of, the performance was like kind of controversial, right?
Right.
Like, people thought it was boring. Or yeah, just
well,
that he was like outshined
his part
by Bruno.
Was boring. The show was great.
Was Bruno his year?
Bruno Mars and Beyonce.
And Beyonce, right.
Yeah.
So it was like they were outshined, but.
Yeah.
I still think they're great, Coldplay.
Yeah.
I think they have a lot to offer us.
Okay, so excited to listen to them.
Thank you.
the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my hair, the stars get red and all the nights so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
change your life. You could have had a bad girl by your side. You could have had a bad girl, could have had a bad girl if you wanted to.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Something Stupid from Better Call Saul by Lola Marsh and Constant Repeat by Charlie XCX.
That's funny you chose that song, the Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I got really into Better Call Saul this over break.
Well, and because I played the original Frank and Nancy Sinatra version of that song like right before we left too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, maybe it's subconscious.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, I mean, it definitely was, because I totally forgot about that.
I mean, no, it's okay. I didn't know it was on the Better Call Saul soundtrack.
Yeah. And the scene is like a montage.
Really?
It's really good.
Is it like a romance? Like, what happens? Or is that a spoiler? Because maybe one day I'll watch it.
You should watch it. Because I didn't, honestly, I think Breaking Bad was, I didn't really love Breaking Bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you need to have seen Breaking Bad to watch Better Call Saul? Because I've seen the first,
really,
like, season and a half, maybe, of Breaking Bad.
I feel like other people would say yes, but okay, personally, I would be like, it's fine.
Yeah.
There's, like, some characters that appear, obviously, in...
What, like Gus?
Yeah, Gus.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, like, there's reoccurring characters that appear, but, like... And obviously, Saul.
Right.
But, like, I feel like you don't really... I mean, it is supposed to be the prequel, so mm-hmm. maybe it's actually better if you watch it first, because it's, like, you know, spoilers of what's going to happen to these people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But...
Interesting.
It is the one that was made after. And actually, weirdly, the transition from that to the Charlie XCX song was actually pretty good.
Poor Mariel has not heard me shut up about Charlie XCX in like a month and a half.
No, I like her too.
Yeah. There's no words to describe her. She's cute and she's rude.
Yeah, no, recently we're having a discussion.
Like,
about...
the word she says, Charlie XCX says, quote, I'm cute and I'm rude.
Yeah.
And I told our friend Hannah, I was like, you're cute and you're rude. Because she is.
She is.
But, like, in a funny way.
Like, that's, like, definitely a good way to describe her.
Right. But she was like, I don't want to be rude. I want to be mean. Yeah. So we had this discussion of whether you'd rather be rude or you'd rather be mean. Me and Mariel said rude.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's less malicious.
It's a little unintentional.
Exactly. Like, you mean to be mean, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
But Hannah was like, oh, being rude is like, it's you have no social awareness. So she would rather be intentionally malicious than have like a lack of social awareness, I guess.
Yeah.
But like when Charlie XCX says, I'm cute and I'm rude, like, it sounds cute.
Yeah.
It sounds like an attractive quality.
I know, being rude. Yeah.
I'd love to emulate Charlie. Being Charlie baby, when I can.
Exactly.
I know. Later in the song, honestly, I chose this song not because it's like my Charlie song, ATM. It's just like...
Vroom Vroom. Is that your Charlie song?
Well, Vroom Vroom definitely is my Charlie song. Mm-hmm. Or like one of them.
Yeah.
Just like that's one I can really get down to, you know?
Yes.
But the... So Caroline Polachek is like one of Charlie's like collaborators for sure. Just because they're like hyper pop girlies. Right. And she... Caroline Polachek has been like releasing singles because like she's gonna come up with an album soon, and she did a song called Welcome to My Island. Like, that's her new song. I have a Caroline Polachek song on this playlist somewhere. But Charlie baby did like a remix of Welcome to My Island by Caroline Polachek,
yeah,
with her current BF George Daniel, who's
I didn't know if she had a boyfriend.
She does. Yeah. She says in one of her songs, like, I'm an issue in relationships, but she's in one.
good for her.
But her BF, George Daniel, is the, I want to say, the drummer of the 1975.
They always are. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. I've remember seeing that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they did, like, a remix together of Welcome to My Island, and it is so good. But I can't play it because they wouldn't even dare put out a clean version.
Yeah, that's a lot of Charlie XCX.
Yeah, so Constant Repeat, the song we just played, is my current Charlie song that's also clean.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
But I like it.
I do too. Yeah. She can be clean. She's cute and rude.
Yeah, you could have had a bad girl at your side. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to shut up because we've only gone through 4 songs.
Yeah. Up next is Leave You Alone by Sea of Lettuce, which is definitely not hyper pop, but it's okay. Stay in bed.
Every time you part, all the times you run away, leaving in the space nothing but a twisted melody. It's to meet back at the start and begin the game we play. I can never get it wrong, I know you're falling for me. No remedy, no cure for me. Call me poison, pulse rate quickens as I close. Your heart will stop for me, but we start again, working to the beat of this broken rhythm.
So you get to the line, bring you back, I'll bring you back. Whenever you see the bright light, I'll bring you back, I'll bring you back.
He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys, they're all so dumb and immature. That's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just no good. It's such a shame. I look into your eyes, I want to get to know you, and then you make this noise, and it's so apparent it's all over. It's not.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Poison by Shy Girl and Not Fair by Lily Allen. Do you want to...
Not much to say about Poison by Shy Girl. Song kind of speaks for itself. I love Shy Girl.
Yeah.
She rocks. I wanted to put a different song on, but again...
Explicit.
But I'll promote an explicit song. The song Pappy Bones by Twigs featuring Shy Girl is like the best song ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
listen to it if you get a chance.
Listen to it after our radio show.
Exactly.
And
Lily Allen.
I like her. I was watching TikTok and it was like her and David Harbour's like wedding, which is like unique because like they did it in Las Vegas. And I was like, wow, wait. Lily Allen.
I've seen them, their house on AD.
Yeah.
Too. Interesting enough, my friend Steven just tweeted the other day about how he didn't know that Lily Allen and David Harbour were married.
Mm.
And then my other friend, Leo, responded that he saw them at a restaurant together recently.
Wow.
And that David Harbour was a little bit rude to the waiter.
He looks like, honestly...
But not also, he could just be making that up, you know?
Oh, your friend.
Yeah, never trust a man, am I right?
Yeah. Well, did he actually see them?
I don't know.
Probably, honestly.
I believe it.
It's in New York.
He, like, his dad, I don't know. He also has, like, I don't know, he would see them. You know.
Okay, so ask Sophie's friend Leo for more information about me seeing Lily. I can't believe you saw both Lily Allen
and David Harbour.
But I guess
they are married.
They are married, so they would spend time together.
Couples do things together sometimes.
They do. Okay, up next is American Teenager by Ethel Kane. Should I say bye? Sung by?
No, bye sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds like a book. I don't know.
No, I mean...
Okay, well, that's up next.
Standing here, say what you want, but say it like you mean it, like you fist for once, a long call. Wanna get some dinner, but I can't even take you. Gonna hang the phone up, cause I don't wanna hate you.
Oh no.
And I'm feeling low, we never had that. Now I'm singing songs with some tattoos in a bad bag. Wanna be your buddy, but I wanna kiss your face too. Always being busy is something I can't relate to. Now I'm getting worried, cause soon I'll be on a tour bus. You'll be still in school and I won't fit cause I'm enormous.
Why you can't even try? No, it's not your fault. Turns out I can't cry.
Here's a writer, satellite can find her. No sympathy, ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a writer, satellite can find her. No sympathy, ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a writer, no sympathy. Ain't nothing. Bunny is a writer, satellite can find her. No sympathy, but I'm so non-physical. I do feel like a lady. I do my heart's blazing. I do heart isn't breaking. I do but don't drop my neck. Bunny is a rider, satellite can find her. No sympathy, ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a rider, giddy up, can't find her. No sympathy, ain't nothing for free. Dirty like it's Earth Day, tryna wet that palate. Can you cut that dry, crush that rag, run out of Dionne. A-wall on a Thursday, tryna go ask Alice. Tryna catch that rabbit, but I'm so non-physical.
A rider can't find her.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Mac by Malcolm Todd and Bunny is a Rider by Caroline Polachek.
I promised it, didn't I?
You did. And it delivered, I guess.
It did.
And Sophie has a little PSA for us.
Yeah. This one is called Mental Health Friends. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness. What makes a difference? What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wow. Who knew friends were so important?
Who knew?
Any reason that...
I was just thinking about how we were friends.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that so funny?
Nothing. It was just... That PSA is a little vague.
I chose the shorter one.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a longer one, but it kind of is similarly vague in more words.
Well, what a friend can do.
What a friend can do.
I guess we talked about Caroline Polachek.
We did.
And then...
Any words on Mac by Malcolm Todd?
No, I saw, like, you know when you, like, swipe through TikToks and, like, there's a song? And it's... So, like, one of the things was, like, you swipe through, like, SpongeBob, like, having a hard day. And then, like, the last slide is, like, the lyrics of the song and, like, SpongeBob, like...
Listening to it
with, like, loudspeakers in his, like, house.
And this was one of the songs,
and I liked it. But... It was actually the artist promoting his own song. So I was like, that is so smart.
How interesting.
To use...
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a good marketing.
Definitely. It's like how Lil Nas X would, like, put his song into, like, memes.
Yeah.
Like, Old Town Road. He'd put Old Town Road into memes. Yeah. So, like, people would, like, listen to it forcefully and, like...
And it worked.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goals.
Also talked a lot on TikTok. Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Talked about on TikTok.
A lot of, actually not just TikTok, just a lot of like internet speculation.
We literally used the lyrics in my Spanish class like literally an hour ago to talk about the subjunctive tense. It was like, what recommendations would you make to Miley using the subjunctive?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. Did Liam Hemsworth actually cheat with her in the house that she filmed? I guess we'll never know. But we can still listen to this song.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Things you don't understand. I can take my
started to cry, but then remembered
Welcome back. You were just listening to LLYLM.
Lie Like You Love Me.
Yeah, by Rosalia.
And just that came out like yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you haven't listened to it?
No, it was my first listen.
Oh.
Even though I'm Moto Mommy number one.
Yeah, you're a big Rosalia girl. Yeah, and that was our last song of our hour. Thanks for listening with us.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. And this is Mariel.
This is Sophie.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
See you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Same time. Same fun energy. Okay, bye.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Wake Mom, it's Emma, this, and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.